you see my reflection in the snow covered hills where the landslide bring it down? And if you see my reflection in the snow covered hills where the landslide bring it down.
Ship is in harbor and the sails are spread. Listen to me, pretty baby, lay your hand upon my head. Beyond here lies nothing,
All right. That was Beyond Here Lies Nothing by Bob Dylan. Sort of the older, more, you know, mature Bob Dylan. This is Sachin. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is, I'm not sure what this is. I'm subbing today. So this is The Sounds. Yeah, all right. Another day in the brand new, the new and improved Studio A here in Curtis Hall in Tufts University. And, I don't know, there's not too much for me to say at this point. This next song is Blues on the Ceiling, sung by Karen Dalton, 1969.
Across the floor and under my bed. Ooh, light across the street, blinking off and on. I'm so lonely, now you're gone. I'll never get out of these blues. Never get out of these blues alive. They keep on coming at my weary head. Even cocaine couldn't ease the pain. I'd be better off dead. Ooh, life gone out so I can sleep. Better the blues, the better they'll keep. I'll never get out of these blues alive, alive, alive. Never get out of these blues.
That was Blues on the Ceiling by Karen Dalton. Now I think it's time to step it up a little bit and get it to be a little bit more upbeat. So, in light of that, we're going to get some percussion in here, I think, from 1955. All Sweets, Buddy Rich, and Harry Sweets Edison. Am I Wrong by Keb Mo. Here's another thing. Am I right or am I wrong to read a PSA to you right now, courtesy of WMFO and whatever organization is making me read this right now? Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10%. Of the adult population drinks more than three quarters of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I think that PSA is very interesting to me, because it's not telling us not to drink. It's just telling us the amount of drinks there are. Some person in the world may hear this and think, it's 10 drinks? Is that a challenge? I honestly would think, if I was a listener to my own show and I heard myself say that, I would get competitive. I would top 10 drinks a day puts me in the top 10%. Let me do 20. This next song is Quelque Chose de Tennessee by Johnny Hallyday. I thought this song was about it's a French song about America. And I don't think it really is. I think it's actually about Tennessee Williams. But it's beautiful, even if you don't know the words. Or maybe especially if you don't know the words, because I speak French and I don't really understand the song. So this is Quelque Chose de Tennessee by Johnny Hallyday.
À vous autres, hommes faibles et merveilleux, qui mettez tant de grâce à vous retirer du jeu, il faut qu'une main posée sur votre épaule vous pousse vers la vie, cette main tendre et légère.
On a tous quelque chose en nous de Tennessee, cette volonté de prolonger la nuit, ce désir fou de vivre une autre vie. Ce rêve en nous avec ses mots à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee, cette force qui nous pousse vers l'infini. Il y a peu d'amour avec tellement d'envie, si peu d'amour avec tellement de bruit, quelque chose en nous de Tennessee. Ainsi vivait Tennessee, le cœur en fièvre et le corps démoli, avec cette formidable envie de vie, ce rêve en nous c'était son cri à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee. Comme une étoile qui s'éteint dans la nuit, à l'heure où d'autres s'aiment à la folie, sans un éclat de voix et sans un bruit, sans un seul amour, sans un seul ami, ainsi disparut Tennessee. Certaines heures de la nuit, quand le cœur de la ville s'est endormi, il flotte un sentiment comme une envie. Oh, ce rêve en nous avec ses mots à lui, quelque chose de Tennessee.
Thank you.
That was Quelque Chose de Tennessee by Johnny Hallyday. A lot of people are sending me messages saying that they don't believe that PSA. And I think we can... I'll throw out a quote by the late, great Todd Snyder. They say 65% of statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I need another double shot of something 90 proof. I got too much to think about. They say 74% of everything you learn in college is a bunch of bullshit you'll never need. 83.4% of everything you got to satisfy your greed. Because 91% of the world's population links possessions to success. Even though 88% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress. It's too much to think about. This next song here, I have a theory about what it's about. It came out in 2016, written by David Crosby. This is right after Crosby, Stills, and Nash ceased to exist. After David Crosby destroyed his relationship with Graham Nash. And he was on his first tour after that happened, a solo tour. And in my opinion, is this song is about how he wants to reconcile with Graham Nash. And the email he describes wanting to write in this song is... I believe he ended up writing it, but on the day he meant to call Graham Nash, he took a nap and never woke up, and he died while Graham Nash was waiting for the call, and they never really got to become friends again. This is Sky Trails by David Crosby.
Fails to tell me where I am.
I wish I knew the name of the female vocalist on the song, but unfortunately I don't. I wanted to play a Bacharach and Costello song today, but I know already that tomorrow I'm going to be on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and those songs I've selected carefully. And, you know, because I only selected these songs just a second ago. And so I was not sure if I wanted to do it because I'm playing an Elvis Costello song tomorrow, one that he wrote for The Big Lebowski. And so eventually I decided on I would play a cover of one of their songs that they did from that album. And it is a very interesting cover. This is Audra May's version of In the Darkest Place.
Pretty girls look right through me, they don't sense the faintest glimmering. That is the torch I bear. There's light enough for me to find my
That was Audra May's version of In the Darkest Place. I don't really know what to say about that one. I almost want to play the original just to compare the two, but they're very different because, you know, like 40-year-old Elvis Costello sings the original and she sounds like Adele, really. And so it's just, you know, completely different. All right, I'm going to change it up a little bit. We've had enough sadness. Yeah, we've had enough stuff that's heartfelt. You know, I think one thing that's important is, okay, is, you know, like, the bad side of love, it's not just heartbreak. You know, we've had some heartbreak songs now. It's also, as Lieber and Stoller remind us in Poison Ivy, venereal disease. And so this is a song about venereal disease. Poison Ivy, sung by the Coasters.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
She's pretty as a daisy, look out, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin.
Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
But Poison Ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
Poison Ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes to creeping around.
La 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 la.
That was Poison Ivy, sung by the Coasters. Now we're going to turn our attention more to, I don't even want to say New Orleans. I'm sure that this was recorded in France. This is Runnin' Wild by Sidney Bechet.
Thank you.
right. Turns out it was actually recorded in 1950 in New York City. I just Googled it. So it was neither New Orleans, where he's from, nor Paris, where he lived at the end of his life. All right. I think now it's time for a little bit of an epic, you know, a longer song. And so this one is by the great electric guitar, sort of like innovator in many ways. He innovated because electric guitars, you know, people didn't know that you could beat the hell out of them until Buddy Guy started beating the hell out of electric guitars and playing Stratocaster behind his head. And so this is Baby Please Don't Leave Me by Buddy Guy.
Oh,
Everyone who hears that song says, oh, he sounds just like Jimi Hendrix. And they're like, oh, wow, he really ripped off Jimi Hendrix there. When in reality, I think the only person that Jimi Hendrix ever cited as an influence on his guitar playing was Buddy Guy. So Hendrix ripped him off. All right, we're gonna go sad again. This is from Porgy and Beth. This is Nina Simone. I loves you, Porgy.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. And I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming. To call me, he's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Honey, don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Thank you.
Okay, I have a very limited time, so here is Maybe Baby by Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
All right, there is not enough time for me to run through the songs. You can look it up. Google WMFO The Sounds. This final song is Iris DeMent's Wasteland of the Free. This is Sachin signing off. Take care. I'll be on tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Living in the wasteland of the free. Politics and diamond mines, and their speech is growing increasingly unkind. And they say they are Christ's disciples. They don't look like Jesus to me. And it feels like I am living in the wasteland. Got politicians running races on corporate cash. Now don't tell me they don't turn around and kiss them people's ass. You may call me old-fashioned, that don't fit my picture of a true democracy. It feels like I am living in the wasteland. We got CEOs making 200 times the workers' pay. But they'll fight like hell against raising the minimum wage. If you don't like it, mister, they'll ship your job to some third world country across the sea. And it feels like I am living in the wasteland. Living in the wasteland of the free. We got little kids with guns fighting inner city wars. So what do? We put these little kids